Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Eight 39 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're still looking at 45 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or join us live on Facebook at WRHI. So, Lucas, what would drive a 58-year-old woman to step into the boxing ring and fight for the first time in her life? She'd have to be bold, confident, unafraid to take a beating, and full of the S word. Swagger. That's right. We have with us this morning Leslie M. Actually, she is known as the Queen of Swagger. She's a no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is author and speaker, and we have the opportunity to learn a little swagger ourselves this morning from Leslie. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. I love that the swagger is the S word.
Well, maybe it'll get some attention so that we can learn more about the benefit of having swagger and why some of the old things, the go-to sayings, don't necessarily work. So anyway, tell us a little bit about why you were inspired to write this book.
Well, a lot of people think that having swagger is that show-offy, fronty peacock kind of arrogant jam. And I've learned in my experience that that does not work. It's the ability to manifest who you really are and hold on to it in the face of all of that psychological stuff that's going to try and come for it. That is what makes you magical and special and powerful. That is swagger.
So just embracing the fact that we are unique and wonderfully made and be comfortable in our skin for who we really are. Let that project and speak to the world. That's swagger?
That is swagger, 100%. And we don't want to fall into those traps of trying to pretend that we're someone or something that we're not. That whole fake it till you make it thing does not work. Because the thing you're trying to fake is confidence. But you can't fake confidence. You can only get confidence as a result of real competence. So you're busy walking around telling everybody, oh, I know it all, I got it all. And that limits your ability to actually ask for help and grow and develop the very thing that's going to give you confidence.
Oh, amen, Leslie. We preach that all the time on this show, and I'm so glad it comes from someone else. Because what our listeners hear us say it all the time, it's like your parents say it. But when someone else says it, it's like, oh, my goodness, yes, yes, yes. But you make a great point. So 58 years old, you decided, life's been exciting, but I want to bump it up a notch to get in the boxing ring and fight. Where did this come from?
Well, it was actually a few years ago that I got into the ring. I started boxing at about the age of 50 because I wanted to experience what it was like to kind of, you know, face that fear of getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
Stand up again. You know, is it going to end me? Or is it one of those preconceived ideas that we have that once we face it, we learn that we're tougher than we think? Mm-hmm. And what I learned as a result of that experience of training and fighting was incredibly powerful and empowering as a woman, not to mention so great for my body and my mind. It's just the best thing ever.
I love that. And what about being vulnerable purpose? I mean, as women especially, we're taught to somewhat try to minimize and hide our vulnerability.
Look, where there are human beings, there will be emotion. You cannot separate the two, whether it's in our personal lives or our professional lives. So let's stop kidding ourselves and just start showing people on purpose that we are perfectly imperfect.
Love
because
it.
Once we take that power away from other people, we become pretty bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if we choose that for ourselves, if other people come for us, you go, oh, yeah, I know I'm a hot mess, and I'm fabulous in the process. It's all good, just as you are.
We're doing pretty good so far, Lucas and I are.
Yeah, we're checking all these off of our box.
This.
We got all this.
Yes.
All right, Leslie, you say Swaggers. To tame the insecurity beast.
Yeah.
Insecurity is like the monster in the closet.
Mm.
You know, you lie in bed shaking, thinking that things are in there that could hurt you. And only when you have the courage to step up, open that closet, and shine a big-ass flashlight in there, you realize that there's nothing in there that can really hurt you. And that's what insecurity is. It's like the podcast from hell that keeps playing in your head. And we have the power to interrupt that narrative and record over those old tapes. That we are not our history. We are the stories that we tell ourselves.
And Leslie, you say, lastly, focus on internal validation.
Oh, yeah. You know,
so important.
Hate. They're going to come and have all of their opinions. And you've got to remember, they are just other people's opinions mm-hmm. based on their bias, based on their damage, based on their needs. And you can't wear it. So you got to look to understanding what your superpowers are first. Before you look to the world and say, hey, everybody, tell me if I'm awesome or how I'm awesome. You have to know it yourself first. That is the most important thing.
That is so true. So be confident, not cocky.
Yes, that's right, because those two things often get confused. And, you know, it's swagger is much more about self-acceptance than it is about self-assuredness. Because all that good stuff that we're dreaming of, that confidence, that self-assuredness, that, you know, that charisma, that is all waiting on the other side of self-acceptance. But that has to come first.
Well, I love the fact that you talk about that internal validation, especially because right now with so much social media, we are privy to opinions that we never even knew existed before. Tell us how to find where we can get your book and where can we go to follow more of your good common sense and swagger advice.
Well, you can get the book at any good bookseller. You can get it at the Amazon, the Barnes & Nobles, all of that good stuff. It's Swagger, Unleash Everything You Are and Become Everything You Want. Come and play with me on Instagram because I love to act a fool. And I try and give really good, really good, solid, practical daily tips. It's at Leslie M. Speaks, LeslieEhm Speaks on Instagram.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. It's been awesome getting to know you. It's very refreshing to know that it's cool to be ourselves.
Well, thank you, my swagger brother and sister.
Okay.
Leslie, we
the
love
S
it.
Is for swagger, and we're full of it.
All right.